Most farmers think of New Orleans as being a major grain handling port, and rightly so. However, for those in the upper Midwest, this is the destination for much of the grain. Half of the trip to Europe is simply making it out of North America's waters. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Adolf Ojard is director of the Duluth Port Authority. While some products passing through here are moving internationally, many are local.
Around 90% of our business is domestic, and a large component of that is grain. We have five major grain terminals in the Twin Ports.
The Canadians also have a large grain handling port north of here in Thunder Bay.
The Twin Ports of Duluth Superior and Thunder Bay, probably 75 to 80% of all the grain that moves through the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway system is handled at those two ports.
Duluth handles wheat and durum for the upper Midwest, and that grain often moves far from here.
We do a lot of shipping primarily to Northern Europe, the Mediterranean, as well as North Africa, and that's our primary target for the international grain business.
Adolf says the main products are what are called non-hazardous dry bulk. Duluth is the perfect place to handle it.
The iron ore, the coal, the grain, salt, cement, sand, limestones, etc. So we do a lot of big, heavy cargo out of here because we have probably some of the best rail clearances in the country, and we can move the biggest pieces from here the shortest land distance.
There's one thing that seems to be missing at this port, though. There are very few trucks.
A very high percentage of the business that moves through here moves by rail. So we don't have the truck congestion that most ports have. We have four major railroads servicing the port.
In fact, 90% of the cargo entering and leaving the port is transported by rail. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.